Sometimes to understand what something is about, one has to look at how something is supposed to end. Well, at the beginning of Holy Week, the Church will put before us from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians the following encouragement. Let yours be the attitude of Christ Jesus. Though he was equal to God, he did not claim divinity as something to be clutched at, but he emptied himself. He took human form, and he was known as a human being and embraced all that is fully human, even to death, death on a cross. And it is for this reason that God has raised him up and has given him a name that is above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue must proclaim, Jesus Christ is Lord. Paul says to us, let the attitude that filled Jesus Christ be the attitude that fills you. That's the goal. That's where we're supposed to get. So at the very beginning, a few days before Ash Wednesday, the Church puts before us what you and I know as the eight Beatitudes. Sometimes people speak of these as, if you will, the new commandments. I would suggest to you there is another way to look at them. Those eight qualities, those eight virtues, those eight attitudes are a reflection of the inner life of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who is poor in spirit. Jesus Christ is the one who is meek and humble of heart. Jesus Christ is the one who hungers and who thirsts for union with God. Jesus Christ is the one who is above all merciful. He is the one who is single-hearted. He's the one who is a peacemaker. He is the one who hungers and who thirsts for what is right. Those eight Beatitudes open up for us the very soul of Jesus. And what Jesus is saying to his disciples is, come and follow me. Put on yourself the attitude that I carry. Grow into my life. That's the invitation that the Church puts before us as we prepare to enter into the season of Lent. Well, how do we do that? How do we put on those qualities? How do we grow into that image of Christ? Well, what the church has told us from the very beginning is that there are three classical ways in which that happens. And those will be laid out for us on Wednesday, on Ash Wednesday. We're told that the first way in which this happens is that we commit ourselves to be people of prayer. Not people who say lots of prayers, but people who have an attitude of prayer, who are able to be quiet and to listen to God, who are able to stop talking and begin listening. The second way in which the church tells us we can do this is by fasting. By living simply. By putting aside the need to satisfy every one of our hungers and our thirsts. To recognize that there is more to life than eating and drinking and the clothes I wear. Jesus will say later on in the Sermon on the Mount to his disciples, don't be worried about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what clothing you'll wear. Isn't life more than all of that? Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will then be given to you. So the church invites us to unclutter our lives. And not only unclutter the material side of our lives, but unclutter the spiritual side of our lives. The church invites us to put our idea of what it is to be holy aside and let the Lord teach us what it is to be holy. The church invites us to put aside whatever it is that clutters up our spirit, whatever exaggerated a sense of self or ambition blinds us, whatever resentment fills us, whatever fear immobilizes us, the church invites us to put that aside. Create some space for the Lord to stand. And lastly, the church invites us to look to our neighbor and to see the good of our neighbor as being the object of our desire. So to share with the neighbor, to see the neighbor as a family member, to be willing to reach out and to be willing to support the neighbor. And we do that by freely sharing what it is that we have. Well, that's what we're invited to do for the next 40 days. To put on the attitude that marks Jesus Christ, to create the space in our lives for the Lord to stand, to be willing to stifle our need to speak and open our ears to hear, and to look upon our neighbor as a member of our own family, and to stand in solidarity with the neighbor. Well, as you leave church today, I would invite you to take a copy of the bulletin with you. The schedule for the religious observances of the season of Lent is found in the bulletin, as well as other opportunities for each of us to undertake a strong, direct, clear, open, willing attitude as we enter into the season of Lent. By the end of that season, God willing, for each of us, we will have put on a bit more of the attitude of Christ than we stand with today.